This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Kelly Morlock can help you manage your wealth and retirement needs.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
This is a special time of year, and we wanted to give you a feature story that reflects the season. So, we started looking in our archives and found two stories that we think you will enjoy. The first is a feature story aired way back in 2009, our first year of broadcasting. It's a feel-good story about a lost bird that made its way back home for the holidays.
Ocean Colony resident Laurel Cole and her family have something special to be thankful for this Christmas. Birdie is home for the holidays. The saga began on Thursday, September 10th, when Laurel and Birdie, a 3-year-old cockatiel, went out of the backyard. A not-so-unusual experience.
I take her outside from time to time. She lives on her cage in the kitchen. She's rarely in her cage. She's on top of the cage, and the dog is fine with that, and everybody's fine with that. But it was a shady part of the kitchen, and it was a beautiful day outside, and I had to go somewhere. I had to go over the hill. So I said, "Oh, Birdie, let's go out and water the flowers." And she's done this before. I just put her on my shoulder. Like always, she rides around the house and just stays on my shoulder. And so we were out and back, watering the flowers and filling the fountain, and it was a beautiful day, and there are a lot of these tall pine trees out in the back because we border on the fairway. She heard these birdies going, these birds in the trees going tweet, tweet, and she started to tweet back, and I said, "Oh, that's cute, you're talking to your friends." And I looked at her, and her little top knot was straight up in the air, and she looked up, and she said, "Tweet," and then she just took off.
Birdie flew on their roof, and from there, up, up, and away, into the bright sunlit sky and out of sight. The story continues the next day with what is known in the family as the miracle of the 14th fairway. It was here that Half Moon Bay Golf Links greenskeeper Jose Munguia noticed a gang of ravens stirring up a scene and decided to investigate. After shooing the big blackbirds away, Jose found the wounded cockatiel. Pecked and bruised, he turned the little creature over to his supervisor, who on his way home just happened to notice a piece of paper tacked to the Ocean Colony main gate. That was a flyer by the Cole family concerning the missing bird. Now that Birdie is back home and safe, we asked Laurel if there are any future outdoor strolls planned for Birdie.
No, never. That's it. Every day we relish, and every day she's with us. She sits on my hand. I sing to her. I sing her Lullaby of Birdland, and I tell her, we're never going out into the outdoor birdland again, not with the other birds, you know, no. But we did clip her wings afresh, and she will be in the house. She's just fine in the house, and she's very happy. But no, she will never go outside again.
Well, that's a happy ending.
It certainly was. It was kind of a really miracle thing. I never thought I'd see her again.
Our next story can be found in the online archives from the year 2011, a story of love and service simply titled "The Deacon."
With Christmas just a short time away, the Neighborhood News Report would like to focus on a man who has served faithfully his church and his community. It's the story of Deacon John, and it's brought to us courtesy of Neighborhood News contributor Jim Holly.
Well, Deacon John, welcome to Radio 1710. It's nice to have you here.
It's nice to be here. I appreciate it.
Well, John, before we started our this interview, you and I were just talking informally, and you told me something very interesting. You were in the 10th grade during World War II and decided to join the Marine Corps. Could you tell me about that?
Well, I've always liked the Marines. I liked their dress uniform, and I wanted to have a dress uniform. They were drafting people at, 20 they were drafting or something like that, and I was 19. So I figured, what the heck, rather than being drafted, I'll join the Marine Corps. When I went down to the recruiting officer, I wanted to sign up for 4 years, and he said, don't do that. He said, sign up for the duration of the national emergency, and I did that. And I always wanted to go back and thank him because he saved me a year. I only had to serve 3 years instead of four.
And you were a gunner,
yes.
A gunner with no protection, and you were in the Pacific.
Well, I was in a B-25 squadron, and I was a tail gunner. I flew 76 combat missions and never got hit.
After the war, you went back to school?
I went back to high school. I was the oldest student in the class. I think also older than the teacher.
Very good. And then you went on to college, is it?
Yes, I went on to college, Compton Junior College. Pop Warner was my art teacher. And maybe if you remember Pop Warner, the leagues, Pop Warner leagues and things like that in football. And then I went to Frank Wiggins Junior College. I went to the trade school and became a journeyman electrician and a college graduate. I was offered a job teaching in junior college electricity.
Well, then I understand at some point you found yourself with your new wife in South America providing a lot of social services.
We joined the Lay Mission Helpers out of Los Angeles. They sent us down to Quito, Ecuador, to the Cardinal Spellman School, where we taught English. And then we taught English at night in the Equatoriana Central College.
Well, John, you continued with that work for a while, and then what did you do?
Well, after that, I figured I had the opportunity. A friend of mine was the director of Catholic Relief Services, and he was going home. So I asked him, why don't you put my name in? I'd like to do that. And he put my name in, and Bishop Swanston appointed me as director of Catholic Relief Service, Quito. And there we had the opportunity to form credit unions, housing associations, anything, any of the self-help programs we developed.
Well, John, then, you came back to the United States after some years?
Came back to the United States and went back to school again. Went to the University of San Francisco. I got a master's degree in lay theology from the University of San Francisco. And the purpose of it was for laymen to go and work in the parishes. So we went to Illinois, and they gave us two parishes, Holy Family and St. Vincent de Paul.
And then you came back to California.
Yes. But while we were in Peoria, we adopted five children.
And so, John, you brought all those kids back to California,
yes.
To start again.
Seven of them, yeah.
Wow.
I had a franchise for Campgrounds of America. I wanted to move out in the country. And we ended up in San Mateo County and San Gregorio. We found 80 acres there, beautiful, down in the valley, all by itself, a mile and a half of stream running through it. And we thought this was the ideal location. And started taking over Our Lady of Refuge in the Honda. I sort of inherited that from the Betancourts. They were taking care of it before us. And my wife and I have been taking care of La Honda, a Lady of Refuge, for over 40 years.
Now, as a deacon, what sort of services do you provide during a Mass?
Oh, during the Mass, we just help the priest serve during the Mass and set up everything for him.
You've been active in that church for over 40 years.
Yes.
Do you have retirement plans?
No.
You don't? You're not going to retire?
No.
All right, very good.
As long as I can keep going. But sometimes I wonder, I said, maybe my time is running out.
Yeah. Well, I think to a lot of people, they sure hope it isn't running out, and they don't think it's running out, Deacon John. Is there anything else you'd like to add? You've had such a rich life and such a contributing life. Is there anything else that you'd like to mention?
I do say that people who would like to adopt children, go ahead and do it. We've had seven, and we've had no real problems, you know, typical teenage stuff and things like that. And it's been a rewarding life.
Well, Dick and John, thank you very much for coming by to see us today, and thank you very much for a life of service.
Oh, thank you, too. I appreciate it.
Our thanks to AM1710 News contributor Jim Holly for this week's feature story. Deacon John turns 86 on December 23rd. What a wonderful time of the year for a birthday.
Deacon John is no longer with us, but his story of adoption and service to church and community live on, an example which should inspire all of us. For the feature story of the week, I'm Jim Henderson. What were you doing in 1984? And what were things like on the coastside, the nation, and the world? The answers await with host Cameron Palmer of the KHNB Time Machine, up next on your community station for the San Mateo County Mid-Coast, 100.9 Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
This is the home of Radio Magazine, locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
Slipping into the future. And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1984,
where were you in the fourth week of December 1984? And what things were making history in Half Moon Bay? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, Caltrans agrees to bypass route to eliminate Devil Slide problem. The area of Highway 1 known as Devil Slide has seen many accidents over the years. Caltrans, after extensive public input, has agreed to explore a bypass of this treacherous section of road. Man fail in suicide try at Devil Slide. A man suffering from AIDS tried to commit suicide by driving his car over Devil Slide. The car was caught on rocks before plunging into the sea. Spotted by another driver, the Coast Guard made the rescue of the trapped man. And bulldozers trapped in mud at Pillar Point Harbor Marina. A bulldozer was working in the marina area and got stuck in the soft mud at the harbor. A second bulldozer to rescue and the first and also became stuck in the mud. Damage to the machine was over $100,000 after trenches were made by 20 men, tow lines were finally successful in getting the two bulldozers out of the mud. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Some of you have entered by way of the game room and found it to be transformed for special events. You can have your events catered to any which way you want. Give us a theme, the color scheme, special touches wanted, and you'll be amazed. The room is truly transformed to suit your needs. We do everything from baby showers to birthdays to wedding rehearsals to anniversaries, retirements, and unfortunately memorials as well. Stop by to discuss what your vision is and we can discuss special effects on your special day to make it all work out. Some of the events add on karaoke as well, so it's our pleasure to make your event one of the most special you'll always remember for the rest of your life. Keep calm and party on. We do hope you'll visit us soon at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Camping. Topping the news in 1984, widespread famine in Ethiopia after political conflict, with charities believing as many as 10 million people are facing starvation. Great Britain and China agree that Hong Kong will revert to China in 1997. And the Indian Prime Minister Indira Gandhi is assassinated. This is the year that AIDS virus is identified and Apple releases the Macintosh computer. Recession continues to be a problem in the United States. and 70 banks fail in just 1 year. The average cost of an existing home is $72,000. Monthly rent is $350. A Chrysler New Yorker will cost you $13,000, but only $1.10 a gallon to drive it. Going to the movies? A ticket is $2.50 for your choice of Ghostbusters, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, The Karate Kid, or The Terminator. If you want to save the $2.50, stay home and watch popular TV shows like Magnum P.I., Hill Street Blues, Dynasty, or The A-Team. One of the top-grossing films of 1984 was Ghostbusters, starring Bill Murray. Like many popular movies before, it would be the ticket to a corresponding hit record. The theme from the movie would be on the charts for 14 weeks. Three at number one. Here's Ray Parker Jr. and Ghostbusters. Speaking of hit records from movies, this one charted for 16 weeks, three at number one, and went platinum. Here's Kenny Loggins and the title song from the movie Footloose.
Until next time in another year, this is Cameron Palmer for the KHMB Time Machine. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
Welcome to Financial Focus on KHMB, community radio for the Coastside. Join us as we explore what you need to know about securing your financial future. We'll cover topics like managing your 401k and IRA, understanding your Social Security benefits, and navigating pension plans. It's time to help you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for. And now, here's your host, Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
Hi, everyone. This is Kelly Morlock with this week's Financial Focus, making the most of your health savings account. When it comes to saving for health care costs, few tools are as powerful as a health savings account, HSA. Yet many Americans don't take full advantage of it. HSAs offer a rare triple tax benefit. You don't pay taxes when you contribute money. Your earnings grow tax-free. And you don't pay taxes when you withdraw funds for qualified medical expenses. It's like a retirement account specifically for healthcare costs. Since out-of-pocket healthcare costs for couples in retirement can be high, over $375,000 for those with Medicare and Medigap, and nearly $200,000 for those with Advantage plans, according to the 2025 Milliman Retiree Health Cost Index, maximizing your HSA should be a priority. Here are some things to consider. Ensure your eligibility. To contribute, you must be enrolled in a high-deductible health insurance plan and cannot be on Medicare or claimed as someone else's dependent. You also can't have other health insurance coverage, though dental, vision, and disability insurance are allowed. For 2025, you can contribute up to $4,300 for individual coverage. In 2026, $4,400. Or $8,550 for family coverage, which will be $8,750 in 2026. If you're 55 or older, you can add an extra $1,000 annually. HSA contributions are generally made through monthly payroll deductions. Think long-term. Many people treat their HSA like a checking account, spending the money as soon as medical bills arrive. Another strategy, however, is to leave your HSA funds alone if you can afford to pay medical expenses out of pocket. This approach lets that money grow for future healthcare needs, including retirement. This strategy transforms your HSA from a spending account into a powerful savings tool. You can always reimburse yourself later for those out-of-pocket medical expenses, even years down the road, so long as you keep your receipts. Invest for growth. Most HSAs offer investment options, yet only 9% of account holders take advantage of them, according to a 2025 Devenir HSA survey. The remaining 91% keep their entire balance in cash, missing out on potential growth opportunities. Consider investing at least a portion of your HSA funds, especially if you don't expect to need the money soon. Just keep enough cash available to cover any immediate and significant medical expenses you might face. Avoid early penalties. Before age 65, taking HSA money for non-medical expenses means paying income tax plus a 20% penalty. But once you hit 65, that penalty disappears and your HSA works much like a traditional IRA for non-medical withdrawals. Of course, using HSA funds for qualified medical expenses remains tax-free at any age, making it the ideal use for these dollars. The bottom line, with health care costs continuing to rise, an HSA offers an opportunity to save money while reducing your tax burden. Whether you're planning for next year's medical bills or health care costs decades away, maximizing your HSA contributions could be one of the smartest financial moves you make. Whether you're planning for next year or catching up for 2025, your HSA can help turn today's savings into tomorrow's financial security. This is Kelly Morlock with Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
This content was provided by Edward Jones. For use by Kelly Morlock, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 650-726-9133.
A reverse mortgage is a financial tool that allows senior homeowners to access the equity in their homes without having to sell them. Essentially, instead of making monthly mortgage payments, seniors receive money from a lender, which is then paid back when they move out of the home or pass away. This can be particularly beneficial for seniors who are on a fixed income and may need extra funds to cover living expenses, healthcare costs, or home repairs. By providing access to cash while allowing them to stay in their homes, reverse mortgages can help seniors maintain their quality of life, such as paying off existing debts, funding home improvements, or covering medical expenses. This financial cushion can give seniors peace of mind, helping them to live more comfortably and securely without the burden of monthly mortgage payments. For more information about this financial tool for seniors, call your Coastside Reverse Mortgage Specialist at 858-967-6060, 858-967-6060.
This is the home of Radio Magazine, locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
This week's guest host is Dr. David Antion. His health tip following this word from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
It's springtime, and we're coming up to fruits and vegetables. And here's one that I hope that you can avail yourself of, and that is cherries, including big cherries. They're good for heart disease. They're good for cancer prevention. They're good for bone health. They're good for pain relief. fight gout. You can freeze them. You can eat them straight. You can, you know, mix them in a little bowl and have them with cereal or other things. Cherries, they are filled with vitamins and minerals and nutrients. And the tart cherries may even have some melatonin in them, helping you to relax and sleep well when you eat a bowl of cherries. You know, life can be just a bowl of cherries. And if you can eat it, you'll be better off. Now, they say cherries have vitamin C. They have one cup has about 97 calories. But by the time you chew them and your body digests them, you're not going to get all those 97 calories. No, you're not going to get it. They have plenty of vitamin C. They have copper. They have manganese. They have vitamin B6. They have vitamin K. And vitamin C is so essential in maintaining your immune system. Cherries are very high in antioxidants. They help with oxidative stress in the body. A lot of people are worried about there are too many calories in cherries, and there are a lot of calories because they tend to be sweet, but they're worth it. They fight cellular damage. They have polyphenols, which fight the cellular damage. They help protect you against many of the chronic conditions, including heart disease, diabetes, brain dysfunction, and certain cancers. Tart cherries and cherry juice are really good for gout. Tart cherries may be also beneficial for non-athletes. A study showed 20 active women found that those who drank 2 ounces of tart cherry juice twice daily for 8 days after completing repeated sprint exercises, they recovered quicker than other people. Their muscles were not as sore. They got over the soreness quicker. So increasing your intake of these cherries will help you, help your blood pressure. There's potassium in them, the other antioxidants. They will lower the blood pressure, which may help keep your heart healthy. Cherries, wonderful. Go and find organic cherries. You don't want cherries that are sprayed because you're not going to peel them very well. So go and find cherries that are organically grown, unsprayed. But cherries, really, really worth the price. And you want to stay healthy and well, you eat good, fresh fruits. Now, we're coming into the season. Try to get organically grown fruits and vegetables.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
This is the home of Radio Magazine, locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
On the carousel, on the carousel.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale.
This week on Coastside Carousel, we celebrate the 2025 Beach Break Film Festival, December 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Coastal Rep in Half Moon Bay. Joining me today is Julie Roscoff, the creator of the Beach Break Film Festival, and Ethan Gold, who stars in the film called Brother vs. Brother. It's a story about twin sons of San Francisco novelist Herbert Gold. Ari is the filmmaker, Ethan the musician. Ethan will tell us about the film and will play a few songs from the movie. And then Julie will talk about the film festival. Ethan and Julie, thank you for joining me today. This is going to be fun, the Beach Break Film Festival. This is the 4th annual, Julie. You want to tell us about it for a second? And then we'll go to Ethan and talk about the film that he's presenting.
It's the 4th annual Beach Break Film Festival taking place at the Coastal Repertory Theater December 28th 29th and 30th. We have about 16 films, several features, and even more shorts. And we're bringing in filmmakers and subjects from the film and stars of the film, such as Ethan Gold, for the 3 days to talk about their experiences on the film and talk about the impacts from the film.
Ethan, welcome to Coastside Carousel. It's really a show by and for local musicians and also national artists who come to the Coastside to play live venues. In our case, it's a movie.
Yeah, so it's brother versus brother, and it's a title, brother singular versus, and then versus like versus in a song, and then other brother. And so it does actually well sum up the film. It's the two brothers. It's a film about, is largely improvised. We are playing versions of ourselves. It is not actually true story, but we're kind of exaggerated some of our personal characteristics, and it's a 90-minute, one no-cut experience. Wandering through North Beach and playing music in the street, and we're looking for our aged father, and a lot of the crap of brotherly relationship emerges as we wander the romantic, foggy streets of North Beach while the fog rolls in as the movie rolls on. And it's a music film. It's a San Francisco film, very much a love letter to San Francisco. And, you know, it's, I think it's very much about family, and it's about having aging parents, which is something a lot of people can relate to, and also just the sibling relationship, the ways that you can love somebody that you're close to, and also they drive you crazy. So it's a film about all those things.
Do identical twins always get along, or do you have disagreements?
No, they very much do not get along. I mean, they can, you know, it's like any other relationship, but it's got these strange things that are unlike other relationships that come from childhood of trying to establish an identity that, you know, in school often you're lumped with your sibling. And as you guys know, as adults, there's a different soul in each person, but kids sometimes don't realize that. And even adults sometimes don't realize that. You know, different ways of viewing the world. You see that very much in the film, our different ways of viewing the world, even though we're both artists. And the film itself is a version of that. But it's a fictional story. What happens in the film is made up, but it touches on a lot of the stuff that we deal with in the film. I'm largely the sort of, to put it in very simple terms, I'm kind of the more introverted one. I'm sort of the tortured songwriter, and my brother is the extroverted film director, both of which, as you can figure out from the bylines, there's truth in that, but it's also, we ramp the characters up for the sake of telling a story.
We're going to play 3 songs today from the movie. These are your compositions. Mirror, Don't Have Any Feelings, I'm in the Moon, and Our Love is Beautiful. It is a love letter to San Francisco, as you mentioned, Ethan. And for those of us old enough to remember the beat writer generation of the 50s and 60s, as a young journalist myself, I was enthralled with Allen Ginsberg, the beat poets, the beat writers. Your dad was a beat generation writer, but he didn't consider himself part of the beat generation. Can you explain that?
Yeah, he would have a lot more to say on that. But he was friends with all those guys. He knew Ginsberg I think they met at Columbia. My father was straighter, not a drug guy, not a sex explorer. You know, he was a more conservative, not necessarily politically, but in sort of the way, his way of life. So our father is a kind of spectral figure in this film. And certainly the history of the Beats is very much part of the energy of the film, in that we're walking through those, in fact, going to some of my favorite bars in San Francisco, which are some of the places that were around in those days, the ones that survive. So all that is very much alive. The life of music and poetry in North Beach is breathing in Brother versus Brother.
Let's play a song now that I really love, and it's in the movie. And let me just explain, this is radio, so I'm going to paint a visual picture. I saw the trailer for the movie, and you guys are walking up and down the streets of San Francisco, which are not flat, right? And you've got guitars in hands, and you're creating this phantasmagorical storyline where you're just moving from location to location and maybe bickering a little bit, as identical brothers might do. How does Mirror, Don't Have Any Feelings fit in with that motif?
It's, well, like most songs, it's about a lot of things, but it touches on the struggles of being, of kind of one's self-reflection and That's something that we all suffer from, but particularly, I think, artists, this kind of creating an identity and the family not necessarily connecting with who you're trying to create, and the sense of community of artists trying to support each other. Those are all energies that are in the song.
Let's do it now. Let's play the song Mirror Don't Have Any Feelings, celebrating the 4th annual Beach Break Film Festival. Ethan Gold is with us, star of the movie Brother Versus Brother. And we got it for you now on Coastside Carousel, KHMB. Radio for the Coastside is KHMB, and this is a special edition of Coastside Carousel with Julie Roscoff of Beach Break Film Festival. It's December 28th through the 30th, along with Ethan Gold of the film Brother Versus Brother, to be featured on Tuesday, December 30th, and then the big wrap-up after party after the movie at 5 o'clock. And Ethan, we're talking about sort of the wild movie that you guys created. Why a live cinema musical drama in one take? Isn't that stressful to map that out?
It is stressful to map it out, but I think Ari, who's the director, my brother Ari Gold, I think in a way was tired of the even more torturous stress of his editing process. That's my theory. And so this cuts that out, because then, you know, we got to make it happen on screen. And nonetheless, he did spend, but particularly him, working in post, getting the color right, getting the sound, because the sound was largely live, but what we had to work with from the mics on set, you know, working in the streets of San Francisco, there was a ton of noise and bleed. And so the cleaning up of the dialogue, and then the reinserting that Ari did of the sound of San Francisco, very creatively creating that, ended up being maybe not as stressful as a regular film edit, but still quite a lot of work.
Let's play another song now on Coastside Carousel. And I'm not sure if you wrote this for the movie or not, but I'm in the Moon. Tell us about that song and how it relates to the movie.
This song opens the film, and it's really kind of my Ethan character's declaration of his separation from the world. So I'm in the Moon is, I suppose, slightly a pun, but that's what it's about. And the film opens with a kind of different version of this song than what you're going to hear here.
With us, Ethan Gold, Julie Roscoff, Beach Break Entertainment, and Brother Versus Brother, the filmmaker Ethan Gold. And let's hear another song now on Coastside Carousel.
I'm in the Moon on KHMV.
The earth's uncovered tonight. Are you looking for a lover in the Milky Way tonight? Down here, everyone is a fool but me and you.
It's a special edition of Coastside Carousel on Community Radio for the Coastside KHMB, brought to you each week by Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast. With me is Ethan Gold of the film Brother vs. Brother. That'll be featured at Beach Break Entertainment, the film festival, every year. This is the fourth annual. It runs December 28th through the 30th. That's a Sunday through a Tuesday. And then Ethan's film premieres on Tuesday the 30th at 5 o'clock. And Julie is inviting everyone to join at the after party. Actually, get a ticket for the whole event, right, Julie? I was there last year with you. It is an amazing event at the Coastal Repertory Theater in Half Moon Bay. Do you think it can become as big as Cannes someday, Julie?
Well, that's my hope, actually. I mean, really, like we need, I have a new vision board, and the vision board has this huge concert hall that I've designed. And I'm like, that'll be great because we can grow. We have very few other places that we can show films. We've been partnering with Mavericks House, Half Moon Bay Brewing Company's event center. But when we fill the house, the people in the back can't see the film. You need that stepped seating. I am hopeful. And there are some beautiful venues where we can bring in more panel discussions and otherwise that we look forward to expanding in that sense as well.
It's an amazing experience. If you've never been there before, go to beachbreakentertainment.com to get your tickets, either one show or all shows. And, you know, the film screenings are there. There's festival events and then including Q&A with directors and appearances by industry notables like Ethan Gold, maybe going to play after his movie. What do you think about that?
I think it's going to be great.
If we're lucky, we're going to do a little surprise something in the before we show the film.
Another song in the movie, Ethan, is Our Love is Beautiful. That is a gorgeous song. What is that one about and how does it relate to the movie?
Well, it's a song that it's an older song of mine that is very much like most of my stuff works on a couple different levels. I that's how I seem to write, but it's a song that a lot of people have sung at weddings for. I mean, I've had invitations to sing it at weddings, have people writing me wanting the chords so they could sing it to their beloveds. The song is really for me more the love is more of a kind of global consciousness kind of love and the struggles of being human in an inhuman world. So that's what the song is, but it operates on a few different levels.
Our Love is Beautiful from the film Brother versus Brother and the Beach Break Film Festival. Ethan Gold and Julie Roscoff. Here's Ethan's track right now on KHMB's Coastside Carousel. It's a special edition of Coastside Carousel on KHMB, Community Radio for the Coastside, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM. I'm Mike Dale, and again, a special edition in that is sort of a feature story of the week along with Coastside Carousel, Words and Music with Ethan Gold, and celebrating Julie Roscoff's Beach Break Film Festival, December 28th through the 30th. The timing is perfect. Tickets available online right now, beachbreakentertainment.com. And this 22 minutes goes by really fast, guys. Julie, one final thought. You give a lot back to charity in the community of Half Moon Bay. Do you want to mention that briefly?
Yeah, that was Beach Break Entertainment was doing a lot of work with each of the organizations so that when they came to help us run drive-ins or sit-in films, we were, you know, writing them a check at the end. So it was benefiting both of us. So we do a lot of partnerships, and we do include many of the organizations for our festival because most of the films are impact-driven.
And Ethan, back to you now as we wrap this up. You're an amazing artist in your own right. The music that we played today on Coastside Carousel, you have a website called ethangold.com. Your music is on all the streaming platforms.
I also should mention just, I would be scolded not to mention that, our film, Brother Versus Brother, we're at brotherversus.com, and on social media, we are Brother Versus, so you can follow us and do all those things.
And by the way, Brother Versus is, versus V-E-R-S-E-S. That is V-E-R-S-U-S.
Right. Well done, Mike.
Ethan Gold, Julie Roscoff, thank you so much today. I just wish I could be there this weekend for the film festival, but I am out of town, and I wish you guys the best. It's going to be exciting.
Thank you so much, Mike, and thank you, Ethan. I really appreciate you taking the time.
That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the Coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your Carousel.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Shortly after the American Revolution, America had become the envy of the world. It still remains a wonder of the modern world as 219 years later, America has become the longest ongoing constitutional republic in the history of the world. What was the foundation upon which our founding fathers established this great nation? According to John Adams, the foundation was Christianity. John Adams declared, "The general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were the general principles of Christianity. Now I will avow that I then believed and now believe that those general principles of Christianity are as eternal and immutable as the existence and attributes of God." According to Founding Father John Adams, it was the principles of Christianity which formed the foundation for American government.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.